Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. The book's won 5 international awards. I hope you check it out. Misty Stutzman is our guest, become a great member of our Brain Trust recently, a director of entrepreneurship and small business at the Institute for Veterans and Military Families, organization that helps put veterans' best foot forward, help them get jobs, help them start businesses. Missy, thanks again for being here. One of the things that I take an opportunity to do as often as I can on this show is to remind people that a prior service individual, a veteran, of course, when they come to you looking for a job, Misty, if they come to you with an application, they don't say I'm a veteran. They might, but they probably might say I'm prior service. That's a term that's used, folks. Prior service means that they've been in the military, but they won't say necessarily. You ask them if they are a veteran, they'll say, yeah, I'm a veteran. But more than likely, the term is prior service. And so, if you get an opportunity, Misty, as I tell people as often as I can, if you get an opportunity to at least interview somebody who's been in the military, somebody with prior service, I encourage you to do that. Do not miss that opportunity, because I think you might be surprised. I hope you won't be. I hope you'll from what you're hearing us talk about, you'll realize that the skills, the leadership skills, the organization, the discipline, the ability to train people, Missy, right? I mean, these skills,
yep.
when you come out of the military today, and what a lot of people don't realize, Missy, I'll say one last thing and I'll let you go. The Army, I was in the Army, so I'm not going to speak for the other services, but I'm sure I know they're very similar. The Army is run by the non-commissioned officers, the NCOs. The Army is not run, folks, by officers. They contribute. They're part of the organization. I was an officer, but I'm telling you, the company I commanded, Misty, my NCOs ran my organization, and they did it well, and I let them do it, and to a large degree, I stayed out of their way. And so, if you got an NCO that comes to you looking for a job, that person's a leader. Go ahead, Misty. What do you think?
Right. You know, I totally agree with that. To your point, the armed forces spend a lot of time investing in their people, and creating, you know, standard operating procedures through and through and through and through. So, yeah, you know, we've mentioned it all along. Great leaders, great information, great, you know, folks that can take, especially, you know, your lower officers or your lower enlisted. You know, they are used to being given impossible tasks to do and the least amount of time and just making it happen. So, you know, to your point, it's exactly why they make phenomenal employees and why, you know, people have seen a lot of success with, like, the Veterans Job Mission, who originally said, we're going to hire, you know, 100,000 veterans. And now they're well past, I think, 400,000 veterans, because companies realize that, you know, mm-hmm. it's not only the right thing to do, it's great business, because they're getting an amazing person in their company. So
when I was going through training as an officer, I got more training as an officer from an NCO than I did from an officer. The ranges, yeah. whatever was going on, there was an NCO there leading that. Maybe even a corporal, which is an NCO in the Army. Maybe just even a corporal, a two-striper. I mean, these people have got skills. And ask them about that. That's the main thing, Missy. I tell people, ask them about their backgrounds. Tell me what you did in the military. Tell me what was it. Who did you lead? What did you teach anybody anything? Did you train people? You know, ask them about those experiences and let them tell you. And listen for leadership hints and organizational hints and discipline hints. Right?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing too is, and it comes out in the small business world, it comes out in anything you look at too, is, you know, sometimes the general might not think that, you know, their job's like, well, I drove tanks, so how is that going to apply to something? Well, you know, it's the meticulous things that avail you to being able to drive those tanks that then make a great employee. And so I think right. that, you know, or even great in small business, right? So it's all those same skills that, you know, kind of make sure that they will succeed later if they know how to capitalize and the right resources to find.
Well,
so that's
and,
a lot of what we spend time on. Is helping
and they also know how to work as a team because tank drivers are part of a team.
Right.
And that's what we all need. We need better teamwork. So tell us more about what your organization does. Give us a couple of stories, and then we'll take a break and come back and talk some more about that. What are you guys doing these days?
Yeah. So the Institute for Veterans and Military Families, we focus on four main areas. So we get veterans into small businesses to help start and grow their small businesses, and we've helped over 70,000 veterans in that space alone. We help veterans get connected into their communities through America Serves. And making sure they get to the right care that they need in the fastest amount of time. We also make sure that they get the credentials they need through Onward Opportunity, where we have 18 installations as well as an online program that has 5,000 people enrolled at any time. But they can get free certifications. So think PMP, you know, SHRM, any of that for free through us. And then we also, you know, have the research and the measurement evaluation to back it all up. To date, we've served 100,000 individuals, you know, through our Arsenal
wow.
entrepreneurship.
So how do people find, how do people connect with you guys? How do they hook up with
so
you?
So they go to, idms.syracuse.edu, they can see all of the programs. We have programs that not only serve veterans, but also serve folks that are in still, especially our Onward Opportunity.
Give us that website again, please. Slower.
idms.syracuse.
Slower.
idms.syracuse.edu.
Okay, so check that out, folks. We're going to take a quick break right back with Missy Stutzman. She's with the Institute for Veterans and Military Families. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.